It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there, gang. Welcome to the show. Border Crossings live, and I'm here to tickle your lobes for the next hour. If you want to join the program, call 202-619-2077. Do you know what a lobe is, by the way? Maybe you didn't. Because when I say I want to tickle your lobes, it just means your ears. Because you have the bottom part of your ear, that's called a lobe. So here I am to tickle them for an hour of requests and dedications on Border Crossings. Let's start with a request from Yewa Sese. Yewa is in Ethiopia listening to Shegar FM. This is Sean Paul and Sia. And they're going to tickle your lobe with some cheap thrills.
Up with it, girl. Rock with it, girl. Show them it, girl. Bada bang bang. Bounce with it, girl. Dance with it, girl. Get with it, girl. Bada bang bang.
Come on, come on. Turn the radio on. It's Friday night and I won't be long. Gotta do my hair, put my makeup.
To the floor and me see your energy because me not play no hide and seek. What is the thing you ever make me feel weak, girl? Free! Cause anytime I whine and catch it, the selector pull it up and put it for repeat, girl. Me not touch a dollar in my pocket cause nothing in this world ain't more than what you worth.
I don't need no money.
You worth more than diamond, more than gold.
As long as I can feel the beat.
Make the beat just take control.
As long as I keep dancing.
Free up yourself, get out of control.
Baby,
Crossings and cheap thrills. We got them right here on this fine-looking Tuesday. Yewa Sese in Ethiopia requested that song from Sia and Sean Paul. And Sia was on tour for her latest album, This Is Acting. And as of late, she's been working with quite a few other artists. She's got a song she recorded with Dua Lipa. She's working with the Foo Fighters on their upcoming album. She writes songs. She sings them. She's just so talented. And she is very well respected in the music industry. She's been around for a while, but it wasn't until the last couple of years, like Titanium and her album, you know, Chandelier and whatnot, that brought her into the spotlight. But she's from Australia and very talented. Sia Furler. A lot of people don't also know this. She got married 2 years ago and got divorced earlier this year. I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings, and thank you very much for joining us. If you want to call in and make a request, we'd love to hear from you. 202-619-2077. You can call in and speak to Marco, and you can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can also go to twitter.com and send a tweet to #BCVOA or facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And I want to say hello to Rokang Job, Mary Buckman, Yogendra Himi Parishka, Kyle Carino Fabrice Quazer. We also heard from Sue Lazabal, Aditha Pratika, Benny X. Mias has written in with a few requests and wants to hear a song, and so we'll play it for you. So, Benny, I thank you very much for all your messages that you've been writing in for the last couple of days. Big supporter of the show. Let's see. Lily Ualem Ahagabeyahu is with us. Bem Bayou. Yeshua Amsalu checked in as well. Esther Voss tuning in. Brian Cabasso. Shady Lull. So thank you, everybody, for going to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Coming up, Edwina Isatu Jallo from Sierra Leone. They support us in Sierra Leone. I know Edwina is largely responsible for that because one of her relatives owns the radio station in Sierra Leone that carries this show. So we thank you very much, Edwina, for all your love and support. And she said, I want a song played for my grandmother who passed away June 15th. And as we think about somebody passing and leaving us, we also have to give thought to those that are still with us that, you know, are just kind of like Paul McCartney. All right. We've got a Beatles request from Edwina. So Paul McCartney on Sunday celebrated his 75th birthday. And in many interviews, he said, you know, when I wrote the song for the Beatles, when I'm 64, he said, I really didn't imagine being 64. I didn't imagine being relevant when I was 64. And Paul is so relevant, he continues to be one of the richest people in show business, earning millions and millions, hundreds of millions. And he's worth several billion dollars, I've read. Here's Paul McCartney and his band, The Beatles. You may have heard of them. This is called Let It Be for Edwina in Sierra Leone as we think of her grandmother on Border Crossings.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see, there will be an answer, let it be. We'll be right back. it's cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Well, there will be an answer. Let it be.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. Once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me, oh let me redeem, oh redeem on myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chance, yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. But I'll go, and then you go out and spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh. Is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say I'm sorry now? I'm not just trying to get you back on me.
Crossings and Justin Bieber for all the Beliebers. That's called Sorry. And Justin Bieber's fans around the world be thrilled to hear that song. That's a request from Richard Marinho, listening to our program. Justin Bieber just got a tattoo on his leg. It says, better at 70. And he's often said that he's got a lot of tattoos, and each one of them has a very significant meaning in his life. In fact, he got a tattoo of Selena Gomez on his arm when they were together. And then he had to undergo the task of figuring out how to cover it up because they're not together anymore. So he's done that. He's turned it into something else. But better at 70. He was asked, what does that mean? And he said, well, pretty simple. I'm thinking that I'm going to be better every day of my life. I continue to be better than I was, and I'm not as good as I'm going to be. Very philosophical, very profound from Justin, but that's why he figured he'd put something that's a constant reminder on his leg that he's going to get better every day, which is a nice thing to do. You don't get better than number one. You can't get any better than number one. And his song Despacito with Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee has been number one for 6 weeks now. 6 weeks. So congratulations to Justin Bieber, who doesn't like to sing the song in concert because he struggles with the lyrics. He said he doesn't speak Spanish well and he forgets the lyrics. But Luis Fonsi has said in the media, give the guy a break. Spanish isn't his first language, so give him a break. He did a great job recording the song. But, you know, when he's on stage performing, there's a lot of things he's got to think about other than a second language. So there you are, Justin Bieber fans. Hope you enjoyed that. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and we are together once again. And we're here enjoying requests and dedications, and the phones are lighting up. 202-619-2077. That is our phone number. Give us a call. And Cletus is with us. Beza is with us. Also got a bunch of likes because I put up a couple of photos. Tomorrow on the show, Mary Lambert. Thursday on the show, Clean Bandit. And a lot of people checking the photos I put out on the Facebook page. Oahu, England geographers listening and said, hi, like the photos that you put up. Nana Banyim J is with us. Abraham Afesha, Juanita Smith. Many people liking all the pictures I put. So you can check them up there at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Up next, we've got a guy who's also no stranger to the number one slot on the Billboard charts. He's been there a few times. He was at the iHeart Awards show on the weekend. He was nominated for a number of different awards. He is Drake, and it's interesting because Paramore, you know Paramore with Hayley Williams, they just put a video, Hayley singing her version of this next song. So it's kind of cool if you want to check it out. It's on the web. But here's the real guy singing the real song. This is Drake for Clifford Mulaima. And he wants me to play this song. This is called Passion Fruit from Drake's album More Life here on Border Crossings.
Listen, seeing you got ritualistic. Cleansing my soul of addiction for now, cause I'm falling apart. Yep, tension between us just like picket fences. You got issues that I won't mention for now, cause we're falling apart. Passionate from miles away, passive with the things you say, passing up on my always. I can't blame you, no, no. Passionate from miles away, passive with the things you say, passing up on my always. I can't blame you, no. From a distance, I think we should rule out commitment for now, cause we're falling apart. Leaving, you're just doing that to get even. Don't pick up the pieces, just leave it for now, they keep falling apart. Passionate from miles away, passive with the things you say, passing up on my always. I can't blame you, no, no. Passionate.
watching it from miles away. Passive with the things you say. Passing up on my always. I can't blame you, no. No.
Слушайте Border Crossings с Ларри Лондоном на канале VOA 1. Следите за нами на Фейсбуке по адресу facebook.com/VOA Larry London.
Border Crossings, and that is called The River of Dreams from the album River of Dreams, Billy Joel. And interesting bit of information about that little-known album is that Christie Brinkley, who was his wife, designed the cover of the album. She did the artwork. So if you look at the cover of River of Dreams, there's, you know, interesting drawings, and Christy Brinkley, supermodel Christy Brinkley, once married to Billy, is the person responsible for that. Billy Joel, by request for Sandra, who's in Kuwait, listening to 96.9 FM, where Border Crossings is heard for an hour every day. By the way, there's a book coming out about Billy Joel, and it's written by Professor Joshua Duncan, who analyzes all the lyrics to all the songs written by and performed by Billy Joel. The album, or the book, is actually called Piano Man, which is one of Billy's biggest hits. And I was just reading an article in Rolling Stone magazine, which just came out in the latest issue, and it's about Billy Joel himself, and it's called One Word with Billy Joel. It's actually a lot of words, but the article's called One Word with Billy Joel. And the reporter asked some pretty upfront questions, like, in the past few years, you've become a bigger concert draw than you were in the last 20 years. What happened? And he said, I don't like to think about it. I don't like to think about why. But he said, you know, I put out a lot of good music over the years. I'm a pretty good songwriter. And, you know, I'd like to think that I'm okay and that people are enjoying the music, which is kind of a page from the songbook of most people's lives who grew up in the 80s and the 90s when Billy Joel was really, really at his best. Of course, the 70s, too. And he went on to say that he didn't think Piano Man was going to be a hit. He said, when I put it out, I never thought, and it is one of his biggest, if not his biggest, hits. And he also said the song We Didn't Start the Fire is another one he never thought was going to be a hit. And it ended up being a hit. So you never know as a songwriter. That's Billy Joel. We wish him a speedy recovery. He's battling a viral infection, something that a lot of people get this time of the year. So unfortunately, it was tough for him because he's a Long Island, New York guy. He was forced to cancel a couple of concerts scheduled for Madison Square Gardens in New York because of his viral infection. He couldn't go on. So he's still battling those infections. He's got until July 5th to get healthy again because that's his next show, which is an outdoor concert at Progressive Field. It's a huge baseball stadium, and that's in Cleveland, Ohio. And he's moved the New York Madison Square Garden shows to December. So there he is, Billy Joel, one of my favorite icons. You've got Border Crossings on the Voice of America. I'm Larry London, keeping you company. Love to hear from you. 202-619-2077 is the number, right? 619-2077. And I do want to also mention, I have some news about Beyonce. The latest news just came across the wire, and I'm going to give that to you in a few minutes. So if you're interested to know, has she given birth or not, and why haven't we heard from her, I'm going to tell you. But that's coming up after we listen to a little bit of music. Tiki Tafari wants me to play this song right here on Border Crossings. He says, this is a request from my little sister who loves this next song. Please play it. It's from a band called The Wanted. And this is Glad You Came.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came.
Cast a spell on me, spell on me. You hit me like the sky fell on me, fell on me. And I decided you look well on me, well on me. So let's go somewhere no one else can see you and me.
Turn the lights out now. Now I'll take you by the hand, hand you another drink. Drink it if you can. Can you spend a little time? Time is slipping away, away from us, so stay. Stay with me, I can make you glad you came.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came.
I'm glad you came.
Somewhere no one else can see you and me.
make you glad you came. The sun goes down, the stars come out. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came. So glad you came. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came. The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that comes is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
French Montana. And that song features Sway Lee. And the song request is from Lowell. And it's called Unforgettable here on Border Crossings. And French Montana has just been added to the list of stars who are appearing at and performing at the BET Award Show. This coming up Sunday in L.A., along with Gucci Mane, Mary J. Blige, Maxwell, Khalid, El DeBarge, many other artists will be there. Of course, lots are nominated for awards. Beyonce leads with 7 nominations. Lowell, thank you for the request. Now, I did mention I had a Beyonce update, and since I'm talking about Beyonce leading the BET Award nominations with the 7 she got, TMZ is reporting. This is TMZ. This is only one source, but TMZ is reporting. She gave birth over the weekend. However, there's an issue. The babies were born prematurely. It wasn't full term, so they're saying it's a minor health issue, but there is an issue, which is why the focus and attention is on the babies now. It's not on announcing anything. A little bit of controversy. Matthew Knowles, Beyonce's dad, posted a social media message saying, "Congratulations on my grandkids." And then Beyonce's Beehive said, "Hey, wait, this is her announcement, not yours. What are you doing?" Of course, she and her dad have had kind of a rough relationship in the last few years. He was once her manager, and she fired him. But nonetheless, congratulations on the kids, and our thoughts and prayers are with the family now, as the doctors do what doctors do. And we will keep you posted on this, but that's what TMZ is reporting. There seems to be a minor, this is TMZ's words now I'm using, minor health issue. So there you go. Vincent Maloba checked in. I heard from Havana, who's listening to us. Henock and Moses Sarugo in Uganda. Thanks for joining us. Ray is coming up after we take care of this request for Una Vanags. Una Vanags is a new listener, and she listens in Reykjavik, Iceland, to Border Crossings. So thank you very much, Una Vanags, for joining us, and she's requested this rock and roll song from Linkin Park called Paper Cut on Border Crossings.
Day. Something in here is not right today. Why am I so uptight today? Paranoia is all I got left. I don't know what stressed me first, how the pressure was fed. But I know just what it feels like to have a voice in the back of my head. Like a face that I hold inside. Face that awakes when I close my eyes. Face that I watch every time I lie. Face that laughs every time I fall.
It watches everything.
So I know that when it's time to sink or swim, the face inside is hearing me right underneath my skin.
It's like a paranoia broken off on my back. It's like a
set me on first, but I know what I can't stand. Everybody acts
Border Crossings. You like that, Ray, huh?
I'm jumping up and down on my chair here, man.
A little rock and roll for Reykjavik. And
banging my head.
Una the Nogs, who said, please dedicate the song to my friends Brian, Mads Milkeson, Hugh Dancy, Caroline, DeVernus, Gillian Anderson, and Hannibal Crew. I love them all so much. So there you go, for Iceland.
I've been to Iceland.
Have you really?
Yeah, it was by accident. We were flying from Washington to
Dubai. You were going to Minnesota.
I know.
And you ended up in Iceland.
I got on the wrong plane. We were flying from Washington to Dubai, and there was a problem with the plane, so they had to land in Keflavik, Iceland, in the middle of the night. We got out. And
How'd you know it was the middle of the night? Because they have Iceland. You know, sometimes the sun never sets there. Right?
True.
You know, it could be the middle of the night.
Yeah, it was dark. It was dark. There was snow on the ground. We walked around the airport, and it was a really nice airport.
Mm.
So I've been to Iceland.
And Kaleo, they just had a song that we were playing.
That's right.
From Iceland as well.
Great Icelandic bands.
You're listening to Ray McDonald, who's the voice of Chart Chat, and he hosts the Billboard Top 20, which means it's time for some eye-opening news about what's going on the charts.
Well, I have some,
or ear-opening.
Some chart hits to chat about. Let's start with Shawn Mendes, who is on fire right now. The name of the song is There's Nothing Holding Me Back, and this is very true. Right now, there's nothing holding Shawn back. It jumps from 22nd to 18th place. This is Shawn's fifth top 20 single in 2 years, and we'll catch up with him after There's Nothing Holding Me Back.
I want to follow where she goes. I think about her and she knows it. I wanna let her take control. Cause every time that she gets closer, she pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. And maybe I should stop and start confessing. Confessing, yeah. Oh, I've been shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. There's nothing holding me back. There's nothing holding me back. She says that she's never afraid. Just picture everybody naked. She really doesn't like to wait. Not really into hesitation. Pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. Oh, and maybe I should stop and start confessing. Confessing, yeah. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. There's nothing holding me back. Cause if we lost our minds and we took it way too far, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled in the dark, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright. Cause if we lost our minds and we took it way too far, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. We stumbled in the dark, I know we'd be alright. We would be alright. Oh, I've been shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Holding me back, I feel so free when you're with me, baby. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
back.
Yeah, you can hear that one on VOA 1. Shawn Mendes, There's Nothing Holding Me Back, moving from 22nd to 18th place. Sunday, Shawn was back home in Canada. He won Pop Music Video of the Year at the Much Music Video Awards for his previous countdown hit, Mercy. And then on Monday, he performed this song on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Shawn is everywhere at once. He was in Milan, Italy, to launch a touchscreen smartwatch. Wow. It's a joint venture with Emporio Armani. Like I said, the kid's on fire. Last year, Shawn topped the album chart for a second time with the Illuminate album. He's going to kick off his world tour on July 6th in Portland, Oregon. Charlie Puth is his, I guess you'd call it, co-headliner. And I think that's a really smart pairing, because you are going to get a lot of crossover fans. I mean, they generally appeal to the same demographic. And they're both gifted artists. They're both great songwriters and singers. I think that's a great pairing.
And they're both hot young males.
Well, there you go.
I can't imagine the shriek level in that arena everywhere they go.
The decibel level is going to be high. Speaking of being a hot young male, Shawn Mendes just disproved a rumor. He says Katy Perry never groped his backside. Now, this rumor started circulating that Katy sort of reached out and gave Shawn a squeeze on the iHeart Music Awards red carpet. Shawn says, yeah, I guess that was just a story. It didn't really happen.
No, it wasn't Shawn. It was Wagner who did that.
yes, our rogue engineer here. We have to keep Wagner under lock and key. Right. My next song, and this is one of those happy accidents that sometimes pop up on Border Crossings. My next song is also a request by Beza Kabedi. And Beza... Beza said, "You promised to play Down by Fifth Harmony and Gucci Mane because you got my request wrong last week.
Oy.
Shame on you.
We're going to request jail.
Shame, shame." Well, Beza, you're going to be very happy because this next song is Fifth Harmony featuring Gucci Mane, Down. It's this week's Hot Shot debut in 42nd place, and we will catch up with Fifth Harmony after Down.
It's Gucci.
Promise from the members of Fifth Harmony, Down, featuring Gucci Mane. It's the Hotshot debut this week at number 42, and it's worth noting that Camila Cabello's debut single, Crying in the Club, has so far peaked in 47th place on the Hot 100, and it's heading down.
Down.
So I suppose you could give this round to Fifth Harmony. And there's definitely a rivalry there. Camila left Fifth Harmony last December under circumstances that are still somewhat mysterious. No one really talked about it. Camila's saying, well, I needed to write my own material. I needed to be a solo artist. There's a lot being unsaid there. But suffice it to say, there's a rivalry going on. They're both working on their debut albums. Camila's is supposed to drop in September. We still don't have a release date for the Fifth Harmony album. Reportedly, they're working with producers Skrillex and Pooh Bear, who've both worked with Justin Bieber. So Fifth Harmony is calling in some of the big guns. As far as concert appearances, so far Fifth Harmony's only concert date this year is a July 8th appearance at the iHeart Radio Music Festival up in Calgary, Canada. But, you know, we're going to have dueling albums, we're going to have dueling tours. So this rivalry is going to be strong for the next several months.
They can pull a Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, you know, and release their album the same day Camila releases hers.
Yeah, there's some heavy beef in there.
Yes. And I know that several of the girls have done solo stuff from Fifth Harmony.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren just recorded a song with Miriam Hill, and Allie, Brooke, recorded a solo song, and Normani was on Dancing with the Stars. So they're all doing their own thing.
Well, let's remember that Fifth Harmony was an assembled group.
Yes.
These were all originally solo artists who were put together. It was on the US X Factor,
mm-hmm.
assembled by Simon Cowell, just like Simon assembled One Direction. And he's had outstanding success with these assembled groups, but they all have a shelf life.
All right. Well, thank you, Ray McDonald,
yep.
for coming in and joining us here on Border Crossings.
My pleasure.
Listening for instrumental music. Oh, there it is. I knew we'd hear it eventually. Hey, thank you very much for the chart chat segment. And if people want to catch you on your Billboard Top 20 countdown every week, where do they go? How do they hear you?
Every Thursday on VOA1. And you can also catch me on Twitter at Ray on the Hits.
All right. And you've got your podcast, too.
We have our podcast every Monday. The lady DJ, Nikki, and I get together on Facebook Live. And we spend a half hour chatting about the musical headlines of the day.
All right. Well, thank you, Ray McDonald. And thank you for coming in. And we'll see you again next Tuesday.
You got it, Larry.
Tomorrow on the show, Mary Lambert. Thursday on the show, Clean Bandit. Friday on the show, the greatest female artists of all time. I want to say hello before I go to Hawkeye fan who has been requesting Flowbots. We'll get to that next week. I promise you we'll play it for you, but thank you, Hawkeye fan, for checking in. Richard O'Mara also writing in and saying hi to us as well. Both of them using email. Yes, we do read email. BorderCrossings@voa.gov. And don't forget about our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Thank you, Wagner, engineer, Vince, our director, and Markel, our producer today. I'm Larry London. Have a great evening. Mary Lambert tomorrow. This is Border Crossings on the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.